European giant accelerates U.S. renewable bet with seven-state solar portfolio acquisition. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Enel Group is acquiring seven operational solar facilities totaling 270 megawatts across the Carolinas and Virginia for $140 million, valued at $518,000 per megawatt, marking its first entry into these three states. This acquisition follows Enel and #X27's February 2026 purchase of an 830 megawatts wind and solar portfolio from Excelsior Energy Capital for approximately $1 billion, demonstrating a strategic shift toward acquiring operating assets rather than greenfield development. PJM and #X27's interconnection queue congestion with average wait times exceeding 48 months for network upgrades has made operational assets worth a scarcity premium, driving European utilities like Enel to pursue bolt-on acquisitions in the U.S. rather than develop new projects. At $140 million for 5 months of deployment, Enel and #X27's $1.14 billion acquisition pace would reach $2.7 billion annually if sustained, positioning the company among the top five foreign renewable acquirers in the U.S. Italian energy giant Enel Group is deploying $140 million to acquire seven operational solar photovoltaic facilities totaling 270 megawatts across the Carolinas and Virginia, marking its first entry into these three states and signaling renewed appetite among Tier 1 European utilities for bolt-on U.S. renewable acquisitions at a time when domestic consolidation faces valuation headwinds. The transaction, announced May 18 through wholly owned subsidiary Enel Green Power North America, values the combined portfolio at roughly $518,000 per megawatt, a price point that reflects the premium placed on operating assets with established grid interconnection and offtake agreements in states with favorable regulatory frameworks. Four facilities are located in South Carolina, two in Virginia, and one in North Carolina. Officials stated the deal is coherent with the Enel Group's strategy, which envisages accelerating growth of its generation capacity from renewable sources, including through the acquisition of assets already in operation in Tier 1 countries. The transaction is expected to close by year-end. The move follows Enel's February 2026 acquisition of an 830 megawatts wind and solar portfolio from Excelsior Energy Capital for approximately $1 billion, representing roughly $1.2 million per megawatt and expected annual output of 2.1 TWh. That deal, executed through IGNA Project Holdco 2, underscores the company's shift toward portfolio acquisitions of operating assets rather than greenfield development, a strategic pivot driven by shorter time to cash flow and reduced development risk. Why this matters now: Enel's entry into the Southeast accelerates a critical geographic repositioning. Virginia's Clean Economy Act mandates 100% carbon-free electricity by 2050, while North Carolina's HB 951 requires 70% carbon reduction by 2030. South Carolina, though lacking economy-wide mandates, has seen explosive solar growth driven by federal investment tax credit economics and Dominion Energy's integrated resource plan commitments. The timing is strategic. Interconnection queue congestion in PJM and MISO has pushed development timelines beyond 5 years for new projects, making operational assets worth a scarcity premium. The $140 million outlay represents 14% of Enel's February portfolio spend but secures 33% of the MW capacity, suggesting these facilities carry lower capacity factors, likely single-axis tracker systems without battery storage. At $518,000 per megawatt, the price sits below utility-scale solar averages of $600,000 to $750,000 per megawatt for newer installations, indicating either older vintage assets or merchant exposure rather than locked-in power purchase agreements. European Capital's U.S. renewable hunt: Enel's consecutive acquisitions totaling $1.14 billion in 5 months position the company as one of 2026's most active foreign buyers in U.S. renewables, a reversal from the 2024 to 2025 period when rising interest rates and tax equity scarcity froze cross-border deal flow. The company's strategy of acquiring operating portfolios rather than developing greenfield projects mirrors EDF Renewables' 2023-2024 playbook, which saw the French utility deploy $2.3 billion on U.S. wind and solar acquisitions to bypass permitting and interconnection risk. The decision to enter Virginia and the Carolinas through acquisition rather than organic development reflects hard-won lessons from PJM's interconnection queue crisis. As of Q1 2026, PJM's reformed queue process drew 811 projects representing 220 gigawatts, but average wait times for network upgrades exceed 48 months. Buying operational assets delivers immediate EBITDA contribution and avoids the $50,000 to $150,000 per megawatt interconnection upgrade costs that have killed marginal projects. Enel's $1.14 billion deployment pace, if sustained, would position the company to deploy $2.7 billion annually, ranking it among the top five foreign renewable acquirers in the U.S. alongside Iberdrola's Avangrid and EDP Renewables. The strategy reflects confidence that U.S. renewable generation will trade at sustained premiums to European assets, where market saturation and negative wholesale pricing during high solar hours have compressed returns. The capital deployment math at 270 megawatts and $140 million, Enel is paying approximately $518,518 per megawatt. Assuming capacity factors of 25% to 28% for these southeast solar facilities, in line with regional averages, annual generation would range 590 gigawatt hours to 660 gigawatt hours. At blended merchant and contracted pricing of $35 to $45 per megawatt hour, gross annual revenue would approximate $20.7 million to $29.7 million. Subtracting operations and maintenance costs of $15 to $18 per kilowatt year, $4.05 million to $4.86 million, net operating income would range $16.6 million to $24.8 million, implying an unlevered yield of 11.9% to 17.7%. Those returns sit well above the 8% to 10% unlevered yields typical of utility-scale solar acquisitions in 2024 to 2025, suggesting either above-market offtake agreements, tax equity recapture opportunities, or deferred capital expenditures that could compress future margins. Alternatively, Enel may be underwriting merchant upside from rising southeast power prices driven by data center load growth, which has added 12 gigawatts of projected demand across Virginia and the Carolinas since 2024. Source: Power Magazine. Southeast Solar Strategic Value. The Southeast U.S. has emerged as the nation's fastest-growing solar region, driven by land availability, solar irradiance averaging 4.5 to 5.0 kilowatt-hours per square meter/day, and proximity to demand centers. Virginia alone added 3.2 gigawatts of solar capacity in 2024 to 2025, while North and South Carolina combined for 2.8 gigawatts over the same period. Data center load growth has been the primary catalyst. Amazon Web Services, Microsoft, and Google collectively announced $47 billion in Southeast data center investment since 2024, requiring an estimated 8 gigawatts of incremental generation. Enel's entry positions the company to capture both contracted revenue from existing offtakes and potential recontacting upside as initial PPAs roll off. Many Southeast solar facilities built in 2018 to 2020 locked in $25 to $35 per megawatt-hour contracts. Current PPA pricing ranges $40 to $55 per megawatt-hour for projects with 2026 to 2027 commercial operation dates. If Enel's acquired facilities include near-term contract expirations, recontacting at current pricing could lift cash flows 40% to 60%. The acquisition also provides geographic diversification from Enel's existing U.S. portfolio, which is concentrated in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Southeast exposure reduces wind-solar correlation risk and positions the company closer to creditworthy counterparties in the hyperscale data center sector, which increasingly demands 24/7 carbon-free energy bundled with renewable energy certificates and time-matched generation. Key stat: at $518,518 per megawatt, Enel's acquisition price sits 15% to 31% below recent utility-scale solar transaction comps, which ranged $600,000 to $750,000 per megawatt in 2025. This discount likely reflects older assets without storage, but creates upside through retrofit potential. The Plaquemines view Enel's $140 million Southeast play as a signal, not noise. The transaction, modest in absolute dollars but strategically concentrated in three interconnection-constrained states, reveals a broader thesis. Operational renewable assets in high-demand regions now trade with quasi-infrastructure characteristics, scarcity premiums driven by queue congestion, land use restrictions, and utility resistance to new interconnections. The math is simple. Building 270 megawatts of new solar in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina today would require $162 million to $202 million in hard costs, at $600 to $750 per megawatt, plus $13.5 million to $40.5 million in interconnection upgrades, $5 million to $8 million in permitting and legal, and 48 to 60 months of execution risk. Enel is paying $140 million for immediate cash flow, locked interconnection, and zero development risk, effectively securing a $40 million to $110 million risk-adjusted discount. The second-order play is tax equity recapture. If these facilities were originally financed with third-party tax equity structures that are now in flip or buyout windows, Enel can consolidate ownership, capture the remaining 70% to 100% of cash flows, and refinance at today's lower cost of debt. For a 270 megawatts portfolio generating $20 million to $25 million annually, accelerating cash flow capture by 5 years creates $100 million to $125 million in present value at a 10% discount rate. The broader implication: European utilities with strong balance sheets and patient capital are systematically arbitraging U.S. developers' cost of capital. Domestic independent power producers face 9% to 11% equity costs. Enel, with its investment-grade rating and euro-denominated funding access, operates at 6% to 7%. That 300 to 400 basis point advantage translates into 20% to 30% higher asset valuations for the same cash flows. We expect this dynamic to drive $5 billion to $8 billion in European utility acquisitions of U.S. renewables in 2026, concentrated in operational portfolios between 200 megawatts and 1,000 megawatts where sellers face refinancing pressure or portfolio rebalancing mandates. Watch the Southeast. If Enel returns for a third acquisition before year-end, it confirms the company is building a 2 gigawatts to 3 gigawatts regional platform, likely in preparation for eventual securitization or yieldco contribution. At that scale, the company could launch dedicated Southeast renewable asset-backed securities, unlocking sub-minus 5% cost of capital and setting the pricing floor for the next wave of transactions. The bottom line: Enel's $140 million, 270-megawatt solar acquisition is a down payment on a larger Southeast renewable build-out, executed at a per MW price that reflects strategic urgency over valuation discipline. For institutional allocators, the trade is clear: operational U.S. renewables in interconnection-constrained, high-growth regions now command premium multiples, and the bid-ask spread is narrowing as European utilities deploy $1 billion-plus into portfolios that domestic buyers cannot finance at competitive returns. The next 18 months will determine whether Enel's $1.14 billion deployment triggers a repricing of Southeast solar assets or marks the peak of post-IRA acquisition multiples before merchant price risk reasserts itself. Either way, the company is positioning ahead of the curve, and capital is following.